Hey everyone, this is your boy Daily News from the Real Dream Podcast. On behalf of Duke Mailman and I, we want to thank all of you guys for listening to us and supporting us. If you like what you hear, please follow us on our social media pages. We're at The Real Dream Podcast on Facebook. We're at TRDcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if that's not enough for you, look us up on Linktree at linktree.com/TRDcast. Thank you all for the support and enjoy the episode. Real Dream Podcast. I'm your host, Daily News. I'm here with my boys, Mailman and Duke. How y'all feeling tonight? How y'all doing, fellas?
What's up, man? I'm ready to get into it.
What up? What up? What up? I'm good. Hey, before we start, though, I do want to say something. As some of y'all know, I lost my grandmother a day after Mother's Day this year, and her husband, my grandfather, just passed away on the 4th of July. Their 63rd wedding anniversary was on July 5th. So they did not miss any sort of anniversary at all. That's the definition of true love right there. Rest in peace, Grandma and Grandpa.
Rest in peace. My heart goes out to you, bro.
Duke's been dealing with a lot, man. We've been trying to be there for him. And we appreciate you still being here on the podcast. We really do.
Hell yeah.
We really do.
Hell yeah.
On that note, let's get into it. We got a couple of topics to talk about today. As you guys know, we like to talk about things that are near and dear to our heart. And things that pop up in, you know, news and in social media, things like that. But today we are not. We are talking about some things that were said to us. We're going to get into it. Last episode, we had a story about a man. He caught her cheating and she stabbed him for catching her. Now, I don't know the ramifications of how that story ended as far as police getting involved, but Mailman brought up a point last podcast episode that, yeah, that most women have an issue with accountability. And we let this out to our listeners, man. How you guys feel about it? Do you agree? Do you not agree? Boy, did we get some replies back that are interesting.
Read back what she said.
Yeah, we're going to get into this, boy. I'm excited. I'm excited. Listen. To all of our fans that listen to our episode, there's a woman that comments on us and tweets us periodically named Dolly Baby.
Roy, I knew you was going to get the smoke, and she brought it.
Oh, yeah.
I was ready for it.
And here's the thing. Let us be clear.
She is hot like fire. Fire.
Let's be honest, yes. Man. Let's be honest. Dolly Baby, let's be real. We love you. We love
you.
We love the energy you bring. We love just the interaction.
The interaction.
Yeah, any fan that interacts with us, we love y'all. But Dolly Baby brings a certain type of fire. So please, to all our fans, if you got a hot topic and you like,
or you don't agree with what I say, let us know.
So we love to hear from you. Agree. We love to hear from Dolly Baby. Tweeted us at the episode. She said, "Nice to have you fellas back. Hope you all are well." Let me just say, mailman, are you serious? You don't think women are
right? I'm serious. Fucking right, I'm serious.
Holy baby, you came with the fire, and mailman is ready for the smoke. Let's
do it. Goddamn right, let's do it.
You don't think women are held to be accountable for their actions? Because I see more women taking responsibility for their actions than some of these dudes out here. A lot of dudes, once confronted with their actions, do anything and everything to turn it around and put the blame back on the woman they are with. See this all the time in lives of women I care about and even my own life. Now, I agree. Some women don't take responsibility, and these women were out of pocket. She's a rare one. You mean to tell us that when you do some fucked up shit, you always take responsibility for those actions? Also, one last thing. An example of more women taking responsibility for their actions. There are more deadbeat dads than moms. So who isn't taking responsibility again? Ooh.
Hey, on that last little point, when she's talking about there's more deadbeat dads than there are moms, the difference is guys don't talk about deadbeat women. Because the minute we start talking about the issues that we have with women, we get shut down for it, or they start making excuses for women, or they start justifying the woman acts. Well, she did that because he decided to do this, or he did that. You know what I'm saying? But then there's still a form of them not taking accountability for their freaking actions. You know what I'm saying? Because I just had my daughter's mom try to put another guy's kid on me. And you got to understand, it wasn't like it was just, you know what I'm saying, hey, she got pregnant, and then I found out while she was pregnant that the kid wasn't mine. No, I took care of this kid for 3 years before I found out he wasn't mine. That's 3 years of diapers, 3 years of baby wipes, 3 years of formulas, clothes, you know what I'm saying, and shit, money out of my pocket that I would never get back.
And to be completely honest, and not to put your business completely out there, she was not in the best of places after the pregnancy. And so a lot of that did fall on you. And so
I was there. I was in the hospital, you know what I'm saying, when she gave birth. And I get it. There are guys out there that like to skip out on their responsibility. Here's an example of accountability. Most guys, when we fuck up, and we decide to take accountability for it, we say, yeah, sorry, we buy a woman flowers or chocolates or tennis bracelets or some type of gift to show that, hey, I'm sorry for, you know what I'm saying, my fuck up. Whether it was a big one or a small one, we still acknowledge the fact that we fucked up, and we try to do something that says, hey, I apologize and I'm sorry for it. That's what I'm talking about when I say accountability.
Duke mentioned this a while back, that there is a difference between what we are talking about when it comes to men and women, and we are talking about society, how society views men and women. And not to get too in detail with it, men typically don't really talk about their women or their problems very often. We're not the gossipers per se. You know what I mean? We don't talk about all these women that are horrible in our lives. We've said great things about women, and we've said bad things about women generally. But if you really look at us and pay attention, me, Duke, and Mailman have all had experiences with women that, and I'm not saying this as just us, most men have had experiences either with women that you've been raised with, women you've been around, or women you've been dating that have been unaccountable for their actions. But we don't bring it up. I'll leave this for example. How's a man held accountable for his kids? The government charges him for child support.
Yep.
That is society putting a standard on men, saying that, hey, listen, you are responsible for this. You need to be held accountable. Typically, right? I'm not saying all women, but typically there are very little women that pay child support or have to.
Whether he's a deadbeat dad or not, the government's still going to make him pay child support, going to hold him accountable for child support.
I'm not saying all states are equal. There's like mother states and there's some father states or whatever the case may be. But typically, there's a standard that the woman must take care of the child. And Dolly Baby, and everyone who agrees with you, I'm not justifying all men. I do understand. I do understand that there are deadbeats. Let's switch gears real quick. I'm going to go to one of our Facebook comments. On our Facebook, The Real Dream Podcast on Facebook.com. Shout us out, like us, share us, blah, blah, blah. You know how to do. we posted, do women have an issue with accountability? One of our comments, woman named Carla says, I think some women do. I feel like maturity of the person would be a factor. I also feel like if their heart isn't in it, that could also be a problem. That is a very good point. We take accountability for stuff that our heart is in.
That is true.
We really do. If a man's heart is in a relationship, then he's going to take accountability. And I think if it's not, then he's not going to.
That's
the same thing with women. It's the same thing with women. If their heart's not into it, they're not going to take accountability. They're not. There are women that are like, no, I'm not in it. This is a relationship and I can get another one.
Damn.
And that's how they view it.
Hey, well, it just sounded to me that I was dealing with a lot of women that wasn't in it.
Yeah. I hate to say this. Any man or woman who have sat there and in an argument sat there and compared their significant other to another person or the idea of another person, their heart ain't there. If he's ever said, or she's ever said, oh, you ain't shit, I can get another one just like you, you ain't making money, I can get another man or woman that can make more money than you or do this better or do that better, their heart's not in it, man.
Right.
Their heart's not in it. And Dolly Baby, and to all the people that agree with her, you're going to hear more men than women. You're going to.
You're going to hear more women than men.
No, I mean, you're going to hear more deadbeat men than you will deadbeat women. We know, every one of us know of three separate deadbeat women. And we won't be shouting them out.
Yeah, I ain't going to put nobody on blast, but...
You specifically talked about an example. You were like, hey, listen, most women don't accept accountability. I'm only going to give you an example of my baby mama.
And, right. And that's, right. You know what I'm saying? Just give them some like personal context. And like I said, I know about accountability because, you know what I'm saying, I've had to go to counseling about, you know what I'm saying, anger management and things like that. And the number one thing that came up was, you know what I'm saying, me not taking accountability. I was made to recognize that I wasn't taking accountability and start taking accountability into things. That's how come I can see it, because I was them before too. So I'm not trying to sit here and act like I'm holier than thou. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm never, you know what I'm saying, not taking accountability for my actions. But at the same time though, you know what I'm saying? Once I learned better, I did better. And I held myself accountable for my actions, you know.
Carla said it best. She feels like it's the maturity of a person. Not necessarily. But listen, I hate saying this because I sound old. Kids should not be having kids. I'm not saying this as an age thing. I'm saying this as a maturity thing. I raised my daughter, and my daughter's always asking for new stuff. Daddy, can I ride my bike to the school? Can I ride my bike to my best friend's house that live 2 miles away? Hey, Daddy. Can I go stay tonight at someone's house in Virginia when we live in three time zones away? Some random shit. I always base it off of her maturity. I don't say when you're old enough. I always say when you are mature enough, you earn certain privileges in our house. And until you get to that point, Daddy will trust you. But you have to be mature enough to be responsible when I put you in those situations. There are women mature faster than men. But that don't mean you're mature. If you are 21 years old, I'm not saying this to be a shot with you, take a shot at men. You're not mature yet. And I'm always saying this. Listen, player, I'm 32. I matured 7 months ago. So I know it takes some time. My daughter's 11 years old. Thinks she's 30 years old. Yeah, women mature faster than men, but that don't mean you're fully mature. You just get to a point where you think you don't need
it. I didn't mature until I became a father. I didn't have my daughter until she was 20, till I was 26, 27.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about the age I was when I matured, about 27.
Yeah, that's really when it hits you, when, you know, life's like, hey, listen, man, now it's time to grow up,
thinking about yourself
and start thinking about your future. And women, Duke said it best last episode, you guys are blessed with the ability to grow a child inside of you. That is a huge maturation process. That is the difference between turning from a woman or a girl or whatever you classify yourself as to a mother. That is a beautiful thing, but you got 9 months. Like, don't get me wrong. I don't have any kick in the rib that says I got to make sure I know how to change a diaper. No one's kicking me in the ribs every morning or sitting on my bladder every night. It's just different. And
I want to go back to a comment, you know what I'm saying, about deadbeat dads. Every deadbeat dad was raised by a woman.
I just told you, we're not getting into this shit.
Let's talk about it.
Every deadbeat dad.
I'm just saying. Nobody looks. But people don't like to look at, you know what I'm saying? Well, who raised this man? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? To be like that. You know what I mean? They want to point the finger at this man for being like that, but they don't want to fucking, you know what I'm saying, point the finger. Who raised him to be like that? Because you got so many women that sit up, oh, your daddy ain't shit. Your father ain't shit. Oh, you just like your daddy. You ain't going to be shit just like he ain't shit. Breaking that kid down. You know what I'm saying? Breaking that young man down. Treating him like shit. And then what do you expect him to do when he go out to the world and start dealing with women himself?
I think that's, I hope, I'm not saying that's the case now. I hope that we've evolved as a society to where the women of this generation are not raising the kids like that. I'm not saying that's the case, because I know there are women of our generation that did when we were kids that sat there and said, you just like your daddy, but you don't even know your daddy. You right. know what I mean? That's right. a reality that right. people, that adults like us have been raised in. At the same token, I would hope that women like this aren't raising their kids, but I can't speak on that because I'm just genuinely talking from a place where I don't know the information.
You see, I coming from a guy that didn't know his father. My mom said that to me before. Yeah. Has said that to me before. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. you know, but I'm like, you know, well, what happened between you two to where my father didn't want to be in my life? Because I haven't did anything to warrant him not wanting to be in my life. So obviously, you know what I'm saying, the shoe falls somewhere else, right? Who else in this picture that he got a relationship with?
I think the beauty of this podcast is that you, mailman, have found a cycle of toxicity in your family life. And now you are in the process of breaking that cycle. And that's good. That's good. That's growth. That's growth, my nigga. You've noticed that. And you're like, listen, this wasn't right. So I got to change this. I got to change the cycle for my kids. And I think that's beautiful. Not all people see it that way.
I don't know what somebody else is going through. And there might be somebody out there that has been through the same thing that I've been through or something similar. And like you said, breaking those curses, breaking those chains. If we don't talk about it and we don't bring that shit to light and let it be known that these things happen, then how will people ever know? You know what I'm saying? Like the old saying, closed mouths don't get fed.
Go
ahead, dude.
So I've been reading this book. It's called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And the second habit is accountability. It's not looking at what happened to you in your past as a crutch on why you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. It's you holding yourself accountable and saying, I'm going to change the narrative on this story, no matter what bad happened to me, whether I came across a deadbeat woman, a deadbeat man, whatever the case may be. I'm going to start my story today, right now. That's mm-hmm. one of the habits that out of the 7 that it goes on into. It's a really good book, too. I do recommend everybody reading it if you got time. If you really want to learn these 7 habits, it's good for personal life and in business. And these 7 habits, if you follow these habits, it will allow you and help you grow and become a better person overall.
I can get behind that.
Yeah, I think Dolly Baby and Carla, man, said it. We're right on the comment about this because they came from two alternating perspectives. Dolly Baby obviously has some personal experience seeing her girls and friends and family and even some experiences herself see that men don't take accountability. And she was like, listen, men don't. Men don't. And Carla was like, no. I'm not saying that men don't. I'm saying women don't too. And I think it's more of a maturity thing. Like Duke said with his book, the idea of being successful is taking accountability. That's not a sex thing. It's not a men or women thing. It's a maturation process that you have to go through. I am not going to say that every woman who opens their legs up to a man who has 7, 8, 9, 10, 35 baby mamas.
35 baby mamas.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to argue with you. If you open your legs to a guy named Smoke.
Don't sugarcoat it. News.
I'm not. If you open up your, if you have sex with a guy named Smoke, You don't even know his real name. He just calls himself. or he go by a nickname, and you don't know his real name. That is a problem.
Hey, what's that term they call them now? Fuck boys.
Yeah. and men, let me make this very clear. I'm gonna call you out too. If you sleep with a woman with a name and there is an adjective next to it, that's a problem. They call her
Peaches.
Yeah, no. No, not like Peaches, but like Becky from the day. Carla around the corner.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean,
what type of women are you fraternizing with and they name is Carla around the corner? What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm from Philadelphia.
It happens. Hey, good point, dude.
It happens.
I'm not saying I knew Carla from around the corner. I'm just saying.
Yeah, he did.
No, not knew her like that. But we played kickball once or twice.
See, he knew. He kissed her underneath the bleachers. Oh, man.
For all my listeners, as a kid, you don't kiss someone underneath the bleachers.
Oh, shit, I was trying to keep PG.
On that note, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. And we're back. We're on to the next topic. Didn't say this back on the last segment, but I want to thank Dolly Baby and Carla for commenting and giving us all your opinions, please. As all our listeners, we appreciate it.
And we love y'all.
And speaking
of give us that feedback. Give us some topics too that you want to hear us talk about as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Speaking on that, man, Dolly Baby. Gosh, listen, I just love this woman's energy.
I love her too. I love her too. Even if she mad at me, I still love her.
Yeah, you are amazing. Listen, she brought up a really, really good topic in her tweet. Dolly Baby asks, is also news. I would like to hear why you all date, if you are, and the intentions of your dating. Are you all dating just to fit your needs at the moment, or do you date with intentions? Just a thought. Good day, sir. I think that is so deep.
Whoa. She did want to go deep on us, didn't she?
Listen, there are guys that do date for the moment. They just don't want to be alone.
Men and women.
Did I say women too?
Yes, men and women both date for just a moment. They need to get laid. They need to get their bills paid. They don't want to be alone. They need a father or a mother figure in their life or someone to help or just keep them company. There's all type of reasons to date. And
financial stability.
Financial stability. Yeah.
Speak on it. Speak on it.
So this is interesting. So I'm going to lay this questions out to you guys, but I want to start with Duke because Mailman already caught the heat, so he need to cool down a little bit.
She came at me, though.
Boy, this is boy. Let him nurse his wounds. We're going to start with you, Duke.
All right. Well, I mean, as all things, it's kind of the theme of this podcast thus far has been maturity, basically.
Yeah.
And that depends on where you're at in life. That depends on, you know, what you're looking for overall. And that all coincides with how mature you are at that point in time. For me personally, if you asked me this question 10, 15 years ago, it'll be a completely different answer than it is now. Now that I'm in my 40s, dating is different for me. I don't date to have fun, quote unquote, fun per se. I'm dating as if I want this to be the last relationship that I'm going to ever be in. I don't want to be out there at the club every weekend. I don't want to be, you know, doing all that stuff. I'd rather be home watching motherfucking Chicago PD or some shit like that. and chilling, you know, having popcorn or ordering out or even, you know, going out to dinner and stuff like that. But for me, that's what it is. Like at this point in my life, I've played all the games. I've been the bad guy. I've been the good guy. I've been used. I've been the user. I've done all of that. I've come full circle, and maturity-wise, that's what I look for now. I'm looking for somebody that, going all the way back to what we were talking about before, that loyalty factor. I'm looking for somebody that I can find, that we hit it off, that she's in the same mindset that I am, that she still wants to grow the way that I want to grow. And we got that loyalty thing to where it's understood, maybe not from jump, but it's understood once we get to know each other that, okay, I'm going to be loyal to you. You're going to be loyal to me. We're going to be that ride or die to each other. And we're going to get through whatever nonsense comes our way. So that's me. That's what I'm looking for. And that's why I date.
I'm with you 100%, dude. I damn near want to say the fucking same thing. If I'm a date, I'm going to date with a purpose. I ain't got time to be adding more notches to my belt. You know what I mean? I might not be as old as Duke is. Not saying you old. But I ain't far behind you. You know what I'm saying? But I'm at that maturity level. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with, you know what I'm saying, hooking up or Netflix and chilling or, you know what I'm saying, any of that thing. Like, but as for me personally, I got a child. I got certain rules as far as me with dating. Like, I'm not going to bring you around my daughter until I've been with you and dating you at least for a year. I got a daughter. And what happens when my daughter gets attached to you and we freaking break up? I'm not trying to do all that. You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure that this woman's going to be in my life before I bring her into my daughter's life, because that's what's most important for me is my child. I'm not looking for, you know what I'm saying, that hit and run and, you know what I'm saying, just
go Netflix and chill.
We're going to get Popeyes and watch a movie. We're going to call it Chicken and Dicken. No, I saw that on TikTok.
I think dating is fine. I mean, talking, having a bunch of women is weird. As you guys know,
Hold on. You said what? You think having a bunch of women is weird?
I meant, it's weird for me. Yeah, it's weird for me. I can't have a bunch of women, man. I be getting shit confused. I'm not saying I'm the brightest bulb on the block. Let me fucking shit up, man.
Hey, I saw something.
I be out in your house and hear some noise. I'd be like, Cadence, Caesar, Barry, two of them are pets. What the fuck am I yelling my name for? Like, they hear me.
That's just getting old, goddamn. I remember my mama used to do that shit. Yeah. Call every kid name in the house before she got to the one she was talking to.
God. I'm gonna say this. I feel like I had a marriage that I was like to the end. You know what I mean? And one of the, like, we were going to go to the end. That was the goal. We had some screw-ups and some problems throughout our relationship, like everyone does. But one of the things I love about a relationship is when we first started dating, she was like, what's so special about me? And I was like, I view dating like I view walking through a hallway. And in that hallway, there's a bunch of doors, right? All these doors are open and closed because you got options all around you, right? Especially when you young and you charismatic and you sexy, good looking, and you just feeling yourself. I'm not saying I'm all that. I'm just saying I was.
At one point, you thought that though.
Yeah. I thought that for about like, and this
motherfucking ego was through the roof.
It was for about 6 years of my life. I thought I was the sexiest person on the planet.
Damn. Did. Eat your heart out.
Right? I know damn well. Like, don't be wrong. I know damn well that's not the case.
This nigga talking about he's supposed to be on the cover of the sexiest man alive. As someone who personally knows you. Nah.
I know.
I like that confidence you got, though. I like that confidence you got.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah, boy.
I'll give you that.
Even now, I'm like.
Bro, we were talking to Denzel Washington or some shit right now.
Hey, we were kicking it with Denzel.
True story. True story. I remember when Blade 3 came out And that true story. I thought Blade 3 was garbage. And most people do. If you watch Blade 3, that is straight garbage. I remember thinking they need to do a reboot with Blade and start from his origin story. And they need to recruit me as Blade. Because I'll be the sexiest man ever.
What? No, 5 foot two Blade.
Mini Blade. I know, right? You're gonna be mini Blade. Blade, little cuz. Blade, nice. Ah, ain't gonna be no butter knife. You can call me scalpel. You can call me scalpel. But no, like, I was.
Pocket knife out this bitch.
But anyway, back to my hallway analogy.
Go ahead, pocket knife. We listen. Yep.
One of the things that I'm looking for a relationship where I view all these doors of women and possibilities, all this stuff, and
which blade? There it is.
I knew it was coming. I was waiting on it.
My bad. Go ahead.
Boy, I hate you sometimes.
Hey, that's your own fault. You know me.
That's a true story.
You already know I'm going to comment on that.
I had the knife from now on.
When I met her, it was the first time where a woman who, as I started dating her, those other stores started closing. Yes, I could go through those doors and I have to open them, but I didn't see them as an option anymore. Like, I wanted to pursue
that door.
And I think that's why I date, is the idea that when I sit there, and y'all, to our listeners, you don't know my full story. When I sit there and say, I would drop everything to make sure this woman is here today, that's deep, man. And that's tough. That's tough to find. And
we all miss her.
Right, miss her too. Shout out to her. Tomorrow's her birthday. God bless. I can get laid from Becky off from around the corner. Yes, there is a Becky from around the corner in Philly. I'm sure there is. I know a Becky from around the corner. Don't judge Philly. Becky is a good
y'all
person.
Y'all be naming y'all chicks weird. Some weird shit. I'm just saying, man.
But I think that's a beautiful thing to have someone who just cares about you that much. That
Becky.
Yeah. I mean, that too. That too.
Hey, Becky with the good hair.
I know a friend that goes
by
Becky.
I'm sorry.
No, I know about a friend that goes by Becky with the good hair.
Becky with the good hair.
Yeah, I ain't going to put it out there, though. I ain't going to say a real name or anything like that. But no.
You just said her real name. Becky.
No, I said she goes by Becky with the good hair. I ain't going to say she is Becky.
Oh, okay. My bad.
And her hair nappy as hell, but she's like, I'm Becky with the good hair. I bought it, but it's good hair. It's good hair. I ain't going to hold you. You pay for it. It's yours. One of the things that we all agree on is that we're not kids. We're not young adults. We're not youngins trying to figure this shit out. I think for the most part, we understand what a beautiful relationship is. And we are at that point where that's what we're looking for. Yeah.
Well, that goes along with the theme of the day, maturity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That comes with that. And there's no age that you can put on that. Because like you said, everybody matures differently.
Yeah.
So we're not talking about a calendar age or anything like that. We're just talking about your experiences have helped you to mature to a different level. Because that's what maturity is. That's when you level up. You hear everybody talking about this level up. That's a true level up. Is maturity. Yeah.
On that note, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. And we're back to the Real Dream Podcast. We're on a third fucking topic. Due to our last episode, I don't know if I've told my other co-host about this. We're going to name our third segment. From now on, our third segment is Ratchet News.
Ratchet News.
Our third segment, Ratchet News.
I like that shit. This week on Ratchet News.
Hey, daily news with the Ratchet News. We are talking about athletes, not any athletes. We're talking about Olympic athletes. Apparently, there has been an effort from the Olympics in Tokyo this year to prevent athletes from having sex. Let's get into it.
Let me. Hey, read that. Tell me about this shit. They want to stop them from having sex? My Why they in their motherfuckers' business like that? For real.
Back to the news. The Daily Post posted another Olympian, Irish gymnast Ray McCallan, said in a video post to his Twitter account that although the beds are made out of cardboard, they're perfectly sturdy. Olympic athletes have never shied away from the hanky-panky, as the New York Post says.
See, nothing wrong. Like,
for real.
Listen, but officials have warned it could spell particular trouble this year amid the pandemic. 100% recyclable cardboard beds were designed by the Japanese company Airweave, but officials are apparently aware it's going to take a lot more than these makeshift berths to keep players out of the pole position. I don't know why you had to put it like that.
Straight up.
They are distributing and catching condoms to the athletes, as they have at every Olympic Games since 1988. This year, the condoms tally is 160,000. Still, that's a far cry from the 450,000 doled out for the last Summer Olympics, Rio de Janeiro. So we're going to cut it off, though. The idea is that these cardboard beds cannot support the body weight of two people. And that because of that, you can't fuck on the bed.
That ain't going to stop nobody anyway. Some of the best sex ain't even done in the bed.
Thank you.
How that going to stop anybody from fucking? If a motherfucker want to fuck, they go up in a tree. You gonna go up in a tree?
Put your hands on the
it
wall.
Don't
man.
Matter.
I know negative. This sounds really bad, but I know we don't even have that big of a listening base. I love the people that do listen to us, but I know right now there's one person listening to my voice that's saying we stood up last week and was having sex.
You had me up in the
frame of the wall. We was just
or end up on the floor anyway because we done rolled off the bed. Yep. Like, exactly.
Remember that time we did it in the bathtub on Thursday?
Nothing, man. But my thing is with this, why y'all in their business? You know what I'm saying?
Could somebody please clarify to me where the motherfucking Olympics is at?
Tokyo.
Japan.
Tokyo, Japan.
Right.
What the fuck? How many people are in Japan?
Oh, so fucking many. It's overcrowded.
That means them motherfuckers is fucking like rabbits. So if you fucking like rabbits, why the fuck you gonna try to cock block somebody else from fucking?
It's also pretty small. Japan is also pretty small because it's, you know what I'm saying, more island based. It's like Hawaii times 10, you know what I'm saying?
I'm sure. I hope the number jumps up from how many condoms they divvied out, because it says they at 160,000 condoms, which is a ridiculous amount of money. Because I think, I'm not saying I'm being judgmental here, but the fact that Brazil had three times that much.
That's because Brazil, they fucking.
Have you seen them Brazilian bitches? I don't mean bitches. Have you seen Brazilian women? Oh my God. You know they need to have fucking three times as many. They are some of the most beautiful women in the world, man. Like, shit. Whatever number they got, it ain't enough.
I was purposely trying to avoid this conversation.
Part of that, though, is when you think about it, actually is a lot, because there's not going to be any fans in the stands in the Olympics this year. So those are strictly only for the competitors. Yeah. So the competitors be fucking like a motherfucker.
Right. I want an Olympic gold medalist today.
No, I don't. Let me, please, listen. I understand my limits.
One of them gymnasts with nice thick thighs, crush your head while you're there.
I understand my limits. I do not have the facilities for this, bro.
Hold on, wait a minute. Nigga, I do. Was going to start in Blade, but you can't talk to a motherfucking Olympian bitch.
You can fight vampires, but you can't.
Listen, this is not about news. This is about the equipment being like, why would you put me through 5 hours of this? I can't do it. Could you imagine at one point you'd finished so many times and just dust just put out like them cartoons news. Where they shoot the gun and it just go bang and just a little flag that says bang. That's me. I'm too old. I am no. Fuck that. I'm not having sex I think you're misunderstanding the tenacity and the audacity and the work ethic that it takes to be an Olympic qualifier. You train every day of your life to sit there and say, I have reached the point where I'm the best in the world and I'm still going to keep going. Listen, if I do some of the best shit.
But what that got to do with fucking? If I
give you the best business I got and give you the time of your life, but you got enough energy to be like, yeah, and I'm coming back. Not tomorrow, not in a week. You got 3 minutes and then we going again.
You gonna give me at least 20 here for
But the Olympians, see, look, you already like, nah, I'm spent. I am sweaty. I am done. I have exhausted all fluids that I got. I am still a normal human being. You are the best in the world as far as your physical fitness. Your body is trained to sit there and say, not only have I given out the best I've got, and giving you world-class performance, I'm going to do it again and again and again and again.
How do you know that?
My knees hurt thinking about it.
I'm just saying, dude, sex becomes a satisfaction type of thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? I know endurance has a part to play in it, too, but who's to say that, you know what I'm saying, this Olympic gold medalist ain't going to be satisfied?
I'm going to tell you a reason why. You ready for this? One of the most disgusting things that has ever been noticed about the Olympics, okay? There were 5,000 or 50,000 condoms found in Brazil. Damn. Listen to me. In Brazil, on the roof of the arena. On the roof.
Hold on, but okay. All right, I hear you, dude. But here's my thinking here. All right, okay. An Olympic athlete, how much training do they have? How much training do you want? Guess how much training they need to do to get to the Olympics per day? Like, what would you think that would be per day?
Oh, I would assume like 6 hours a day.
Okay, so at least six hours a day.
6 to 8 hours.
Okay. So just out of a guessment, those 6 hours a day, I'm fucking. I'm probably fucking and doing something while they training. I'm fucking. So as far as I'm concerned, I am the Olympic athlete when it comes to this because they train in a completely different way.
That's what I've been trying to
completely different ways.
That's what I've been trying to say.
I'm running too.
I ain't fucking six hours a day.
But you got that opportunity to do that.
I grew out of the opportunity.
I bet you while they training, you fucking more than they training. You fucking more than they fucking in that same period of time.
Hennessy got you on that.
Hey, for real, you know what I'm saying? I don't get tired. Shit. It's a difference, man. Coming there fucking short stepping a half ass in it. No. Yeah. I'm going to give them the best that I got. Yep. And get there, I'm a little bit better on that hint.
Exactly. Yep. Don't. You better. You when you come, if she bringing a sword to a fight,
I'm going to bring my sword and my shield too, goddamn it. And whatever else I need for this
and
fight.
I'm going to bring my butter knife. And on that note, we want to thank Dolly Baby. We absolutely love you, hon. We do. You are awesome.
Yes, we do.
We love your energy. Hey, man, keep commenting at us.
Hey, for real.
Give us the business.
Yeah. Hey, if you got to get in my ass again about some shit I just said, do it, love. I swear to God, there's no hate, no malice in my heart towards you.
Yep. We want to thank Carla on our Facebook page for commenting on us and giving us your opinion. We appreciate you. We thank all our listeners, man, from Fan One, Bammer, and all of you guys. We appreciate it. We're so glad that we're growing. We're reaching people. This podcast is about growth at its core. We love talking about relationships and stuff like that and stuff we've been through and answering questions, but this is about growth and about us being better men, better fathers, better human beings and all. And we like the fact that you guys challenge us in doing that. So we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes. My name is Daily News. I'm signing off. Mailman and Duke. Listen, fellas. I love you guys.
I love y'all too.
Love y'all too. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
All day, every day.
And I wish you guys nothing but success and happiness. And to all our listeners out there, y'all keep dreaming. Take care.
Dream.